We're Magic Bullets from San Francisco, California, and you're listening to 91.9 FM KCSB Santa Barbara.
Hey, this is Eli from Lake.
You're listening to KCSB 91.9
FM
Santa Barbara.
Pretty good.
Can we hear it? Can we hear it?
Super weird. Paul Barbo, 91.9 FM, KCSB, Santa Barbara, done.
The following program may contain material or language which may be unsuitable for some listeners. If you feel you may be offended by a frank discussion or possible objectionable material, please tune out now and rejoin us in 1 hour. This is 91.9 FM, KCSB in Santa Barbara.
You're listening to KCSB,
KCSB,
91.9, 5, 4, 3, 2, fun. And if it's pop, 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 pop music that you love, then you came to the right spot. Let's have some 5, 4, 3, 2 fun.
Hello, welcome to the show. This is 5, 4, 3, 2 fun, a show that's on every Thursday at 10 p.m. And for the summer, actually, just this last week, it's been till 11. I was gone for most of the summer. DJ Double M was filling in, and was doing 3 hours for most of it. But he'll be back tonight at 11 o'clock. He wasn't here last week, but he'll be back. So yeah, the show's called 5432 Fun. You can find it on the internet at 5432fun.org or myspace.com/5432fun. You can call in here. 805-657-5674 is the number. So I just got back from a big 2-month tour around the country with a band that I won't talk about, but we went for 2 months and played a show in a different town every night. I recorded most of the sets of the bands that we played with, and I'll be playing parts of all those shows on the radio. So last week I played, part one was, the West Coast, from Fresno, California to Seattle, Washington. Tonight we'll be going from Victoria, British Columbia to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I have 12 bands that I'll be sharing with you tonight that we played with. The first one was in Victoria. The band's called Ruthie and Winfield. We played with them on July 5th, 2009 at the Baya Nihon Community Center, in Victoria, Canada. Here it is. Call in 805-893-2424. This is KCSB. The show is 5432 Fun. Here's Ruthie and Winfield. All right, that was Ruthie and Winfield from Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. We played with them at the at a community center in Victoria. I just said that on July 5th of this year. Another band that played that night was a band called Almonds Cohen. Old Life Records is the record label that the band is associated with, and there's a whole lot of really good bands associated with that label. So you can check that out, Old Life Records. But yeah, this is Almonds Cohen playing also that night. Here's a recording from them. This is 5432FUN. Call in 805-893-2424. I'm recapping a tour that I went on and talking about the bands that we played with. So, yeah, thanks for listening. Call in 805-893-2424 if you have any questions about anything that I'm playing. Almonds Cohen from Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. Played with them at a community center in Victoria on July 5th with Ruthie and Winfield. That was a really fun show. The next day, July 6th, we went to Vancouver and played at The Shed with some really awesome bands. The first one, Collapsing Opposites, who played at the Biko, probably about, I guess it was like 3 years now, 3 years ago with the Doers. One of the first shows that we put on out here that I was involved with putting on So that was a long time ago. Yeah, really fun. But this one, that was a full band last time, but this time it was just two people, acoustic. So here's Collapsing Opposites live at the Shed, July 6th in Vancouver. Call in 805-893-2424. This is 5432 Fun. Call in. Goodbye. Collapsing Opposites.
Friend of someone with taste.
That was Collapsing Opposites playing live at the Shed on July 6th in Vancouver. The next band that played at that show was a band called Bleeding Hearts, B-L-E-A-T-I-N-G. They're also from Vancouver. I think they just moved from someplace else, but I don't remember where. But yeah, here it is, Bleeding Hearts live at the Shed. July 6th in Vancouver. Call in 805-893-2424. This is 5432 Fun. I'm recapping a tour that we went on this past summer for 2 months, playing live recordings from a lot of the bands that we played with while on tour, or the bands that I liked, at least. So, yeah. Bleeding Hearts live in Vancouver. 805-893-2424.
Thank you.
Bleeding Hearts live at the Shed in Vancouver, Canada. She played last, but also playing the show was Rose Melberg, who you might know from bands like The Softies or Tiger Trap or Ghost Sailor. So it was pretty cool to play with her. She'll actually be playing in Isla Vista on October 28th at the Biko Garage. So you can put that in your calendars if you like, or check sbdiy.org for more info on that. But October 28th, Rose Melberg, and other bands will be playing too. I don't know what those will be yet, but yeah. Here that is, call in 805-893-2424. This is 5432 Fun on KCSB 91.9 FM, Santa Barbara.
Okay, I'm going to try this last one for Chris. And I haven't put this one in a really long time. You know how I remember the lyrics is by remembering the horrible, horrible thing that inspired the song.
Oh.
I see it all in my mind. It all plays out. Let's see if I can remember it. I can't remember the last verse. I know it has something to do with riding my bike.
I can't remember. It's been too long.
I got it. I wrote the song like 15 years ago. Right.
So again, that was Rose Melberg live at the Shed in Vancouver, Canada. Next day, so that was July 6th. Now we move to July 7th. We go back into the United States, back into Washington, and we play on Whidbey Island at the coffee house, the one coffee house on the island. It was really, really fun. We played with a band called Mozart for the most part, and for some reason my recording thing didn't work and I didn't record it. But you can try and check it out on the internet. It was really good. But we also played with a band called Flurpy, who were, it's Eli and Ashley from Lake, some other people that I don't remember, but it was really good. And here's Flurpy live at the Island Coffee House in Whidbey Island in Washington on July 7th. This is 542 Fun. Call in 805-893-2424. Flurpy.
Thank you. Thank you.
So that was Flurpy live on at the Coffee House on Woodby Island, and Eli and Ashley from Lake are in that band. And although Flurpy won't be coming down here anytime soon, I don't think, but Lake will be down here with Carl Blau playing at the Biko Garage on November 18th. November 18th at the Biko Garage, Lake and Carl Blau. And you can check out sbdiy.org for more info on that. They played down here last time, and it was really fun. And they played on this radio station, too, on the Freak Power ticket. All right, next day, July 8th, we went to Spokane, Washington, and I didn't record any of this for some reason. We played with some kind of weird bands. One of them was good. One of them was a Beastie Boys cover band or something. I don't remember, but it was called Crunk Rap Supreme, and it was terrible, but I didn't record that. But we did play. We stayed at a house called the Mermaid House, and we played Foursquare with them the next day. And here's some recorded Foursquare that you might be interested in listening to. I won't play the whole thing, but call in 805-893-2424. This is KCSB, and the show is 5432 Fun. Yeah.
And Tony is in the Joker position.
Tony.
The category is currently Tony. Everybody's supposed to say Tony. I'm not sure if it's a joke, a pun about Tony, Tony, Tony. And number five is up, serving. And Cameron is back in the Joker position. Another regularly served by Tony. And Burba, number five, and out.
Trying to set you up.
Cameron is back in.
Where's the yellow?
By Jeremy. Cameron to Zach. Jeremy, number five, and number five is. No, Jeremy's up.
Zach's facing the center.
Tony's up.
Oh, this is gonna be bad.
And Zach is doing a new one. And Cameron is out.
I can't do it.
Foursquare is just not a game, it's a way of life. I remember being a kid on these streets in the valley of Spokane, and kids would tear you up on that court, and then you would just get no rep in the elementary school, and then like your honeys would be walking over to like English with Miss Thomas instead of coming to your class, and it'd be total BS.
Basically, Foursquare is a way of life. The end.
Play or die.
What was your inspiration for all your categories?
Foursquare would die.
For my categories? I mean, it's like my own personal experiences, you know, having played and like lived my life. I've seen some crazy shit out on the court, man.
Lots of broken glasses.
Yeah.
Are there any dedications?
I'd like to dedicate this to God and my family for always being there for me through my professional career and helping me get off the juice when I was having trouble with it, and just to Jeremy here for being such an inspiration. Thank you.
You just grabbed my boob.
Foursquare.
Well, so after that exciting game of Foursquare, we headed out to Missoula, Montana, where we were to play a show at the Zach Gallery. And We played at the Zach Gallery with some band that I don't remember. It wasn't important. But we also played with a band called the Scribblers, who were 8-year-old kids who sang songs. And it was amazing. And I recorded it. And maybe I'll play it in full someday. But I didn't prepare anything for tonight. But it was really good. The Scribblers from Missoula, Montana. Look out for them. But here's, this is Tyson. He used to be called Old Shoes. He played on this radio show like 3 years ago with Cabinet of Natural Curiosities. But he goes by his name now, Tyson Ballew. B-A-L-L-E-W, I think is how you spell it, his last name. But here is Tyson, 805-893-2424. Tyson playing live in Missoula, Montana at the Zach Gallery. All right, so after Missoula, Montana, we headed out to, actually, you know what? I have about four days of unrecorded shows, and I can tell you why. So Missoula, Montana was on July 9th. July 10th, we played a show in Logan, Utah with some terrible ska bands, and I didn't record them. And on the 11th, we played a good show in Farmington, Utah with some like acoustic screamo bands, and that wasn't very fun, so I didn't record those. And then we played a show at a place called Soulquarium in Denver, Colorado, but we were the only band that played. And then in Omaha, Nebraska, we played at a place called the Pizza Shop Collective, and no one was there except for the... We did play with a local band called Spiders for Love, who are awesome, and you should probably check them out, but I don't have a recording for it for some reason. I'm really sad, but Spiders for Love, they're really good, so you should check that out. But then the next day, July 14th, we are in Des Moines, Iowa, playing at a place called Vaudeville Muse with a local band called Craig and a band from Bellingham, Washington called Connecticut Four. So here is Craig. It was really good. Young indie rock band. This is 5432 Fun, KCSB 91.9 FM, Santa Barbara. Call in 805-893-2424. Here's Craig in playing live in Des Moines, Iowa. So again, that was Craig from Des Moines, Iowa, playing live at Vaudeville Muse. And next is Connecticut 4 playing live at the same place on the same show. Call 805-893-2424.
Thank you.
Connecticut 4 live. I know that song kept going, but I'm running out of time. Connecticut 4 live at Vaudeville Muse in Des Moines, Iowa on July 14th. And Craig, who I played before, also played that show. And now, let's see, July 15th, we go to St. Paul, Minnesota, playing at the Turf Club, which was not exactly the most fun of shows. It was at a bar. Bar shows were not very fun on this tour, except for in Austin. But anyway, we played with Bree from Best Friends Forever. And it was really good. And here's Bree playing live at the Turf Club in St. Paul on July 15th. And then I've got one more. And then we go to Milwaukee, and then that's the end of part two of this tour thing. But I'll be back. This is Bree. 805-893-2424. Again, that was Bree from Best Friends Forever playing live at the Turf Club in St. Paul on July 15th. And the next day, July 16th, we're in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, playing at the Jackpot Gallery, or in the basement of the Jackpot Gallery. But the recording that I have played upstairs, it's Postmark. It was a one-person loopy, knobby thing. And I think he tells a little story. I might have cut that off, but I'm going to play a little bit of this, and then I'll see you next week. I'll have more of the tour. We'll start with Chicago, and we'll see how far we go. But yeah, if you'd like to get more info on the places we stopped in and the bands that we played with, go to 5432fun.org or myspace.com/5432fun. Here's Postmark playing live in Milwaukee at the Jackpot Gallery July 16th, 805-893-2424. Call in. This is 5432fun, KCSB.
Mr. E.